G'day, mate. How are you?
Sensational. It's been a long time since we've caught up. In fact, I was the ground announcer at your games.
Yeah, mate. And certainly good times back then. I had lots of hair and, you know, I was a bit younger than I am today. But, yeah, two screaming kids, mate, makes me appreciate the old days.
Absolutely. Now, the man shake is what we're talking about, not footy at the moment. What's the deal there? What made you go from footy to the man shake?
Yeah, look, it was a really sad story, in fact. My best friend, unfortunately, passed away from a sudden heart attack. He was just in his early 40s, and wow. At that stage, I was unaware of the fact that, you know, more than 50 people a day in Australia drop dead from a heart attack, and, you know, it's the biggest killer amongst all Australians is heart disease, yet 90% of it is avoidable through lifestyle choices, namely diet and exercise, and it really made me want to make a difference and, I suppose, educate people on how they could stay here for a little bit longer and live a better life, and you know, we looked at the food products that were on the market, and most of them were pretty ordinary, to be honest with you, and pretending to be healthy. So we decided to see if we could make something that was healthy, tasted good, and would help you lose weight while you still enjoyed a beer. And fortunately, I had a great team of doctors and scientists and food nutritionists who helped me design this product called the Man Shake and Lady Shake. And, you know, it's nearly 10 years now. The rest is history. And, you know, hundreds of thousands of Aussies later, you know, there's some great stories to be shared.
Mate, it's very true. I was at a friend's place just the other day and they had the man shake there and the dude had lost a lot of weight because there's a lot of, I would call them, you know, scams basically, like, you know, slimming teas and things like that, you know. Well, you know the deal. They do nothing, but this is working and it's working big time.
Yeah, look, I mean, it wasn't that hard to do because we didn't want to design a product that we made money from primarily, and that's the biggest challenge. You know, sugar's a cheap ingredient to put in foods and, you know, obviously salt and all these other things help you have a much longer shelf life if you put these things in your product. But the reality is, if you're trying to help people lose weight, you've actually got to put stuff in there that was expensive and helps them lose weight and is good for them. And you know, there's no point going on a diet if you're going to be hungry and cranky and you can't enjoy a beer or your favorite foods. And you know, diet success comes down to, you know, is it something that you can sustain, is it practical, and is it sociable? You know, you don't want to be on some diet where you can't go out with your family or friends and enjoy a bit of birthday cake or have a pie when you're watching the footy or enjoy a beer. And that's what the Man Shake and Lady Shake program is all about. It's about small little habit changes. And you know, the reality is, you know, you're only getting a couple of hundred calories in every shake, so it keeps you full, yet gives you a lot of, I suppose, wriggle room to make a mistake for dinner and lunch.
Before we hang up on you, NRL, mate, who do you think we should be watching this season?
Yeah, look, it's a really hard one. Once again, you know, I said it last year with the Melbourne Storm. I think they're just a team, you know, that for whatever reason, they've just got this winning culture there, and they're going to be really hard to beat, and you know, it's just an amazing effort, but I'm really seeing big improvements, you know, for good news for your listeners from North Queensland and the Broncos.
Yep.
They're also probably concerned about the Broncos, but, you know, two sides that are sort of going through a rebuilding phase.
Oh, yeah.
When you lose someone like Jonathan Thurston, like we did with Andrew Johns at the Knights.
Yeah.
Sometimes you never get over that, but I think the Cowboys have got a good stock of young players, and I think they should put some smiles on some of their fans' faces this year with some of the games they've got, you know, coming up.
Yep, it's going to be a great season. Adam McDougall from the Man Shake and the Lady Shake. Thanks for joining us, and have a great 2021.
You too, mate, and stay healthy.
I'll try. Thanks, Diggs.